Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the building process.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Now that the inventory is so low and interest rates still make it very appealing to be a buyer, a lot of people are saying, well, if I can't find it, I just might have to build it.
Now, that's an interesting concept, and it makes a whole lot of sense. The problem is most people do not understand the construction industry, how long it takes, what the cost is to get involved with the system development charges, etc.
I think the most frustrating thing for me to see as a consumer, a client, a potential client who says, hey, I'm looking for a lot under $100,000. That sounds great. And they may have done the math that, okay, if we buy a lot for $100,000, we have $200,000 more to build the house, this should work. But what there's a couple things that are faulty in that line of thinking. One is that it's about 20 to 25% of the retail at the end is in the land value. So if you buy a $100,000 lot, likely you'll have to build about $400,000 home on top of that lot.
Right. The principle of balance, you don't necessarily buy a $500,000 lot and build a $50,000 house on it.
That's the scale. Now, another danger in shopping by price for lots is what's going to have to be done before it can be go vertical, before it's shovel ready. That is, what services are available, engineering. There's also natural springs in these hills where the lots are still available. So, so many variables. You've got to understand your real cost to getting it started at the beginning of the transaction.
Well, you're a guru on that particular subject. You've worked with a number of retail builders, a number of really high quality builders. You've got the understanding of that principle of balance. What's it going to cost me to buy the dirt? What's it going to cost me to pay system development charges, fees up front? That one of my friends is building a small apartment complex, and his system development charges are $90,000. Well, permit fees and system development charges are $90,000. That's roughly analogous to taking $90,001 bills, going to the toilet, flushing and flushing and flushing till it's gone. Once you've flushed away $90,000, now you get to start with the concept of let's build an apartment complex.
That's right. So you want to understand your costs. And a lot of people fear that the builder is going to go to the number that they give them, and they're worried about sharing what their expectations are. You've got to be open and upfront to make sure the plan is executable. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.